Pendleton County doesn't have a shortage of beautiful spots. There's Spruce Knob, Smoke Hole Gorge, and Seneca Rocks. A group of Pendleton County residents formed a tourism committee to think of ways to promote these and other lesser-known sites. From this effort, a pretty clever idea was born, an audio driving tour. The Pendleton County Chamber of Commerce is now heading up the project and selling the CDs. Carolyn Simmons is the Chamber's executive director.
The idea emerged that we had a lot of sites that were on off-the-beaten-path areas that people would be interested in and wondered how we could promote those. Along with that information, we knew that there was a lot of elderly people in the area who had lots of good stories to tell. And because of all that information, we decided that somehow we needed to put together something where we had those voices and we also could guide people to those sites. And that's how this project began.
County school children wrote essays in their West Virginia history class, and the best ones are part of the audio tour. Over 30 elderly people were also interviewed for the project, and songs by local musicians weave in and out of the stories on the CD, like this track about Smoke Hole Gorge and a place called Briggs Run.
It's one of the richest gorges I think I have ever seen. It's also known for something else. It's known as Moonshine Hollow. Back in Prohibition, there was a tremendous amount of West Virginia moonshine. White lightning came out of there. They apparently were tapping the big spring.
It always was a big thing about the revenuers used to come in the smoke holes and break up the moonshine steels. Yeah, moonshining was a big, big thing in the smoke holes, and as well as it was all across West Virginia. But smoke holes, I believe, was famous for the moonshine.
Come all you booze fighters if you want to hear about the kind of booze that they sell around here. It's made way back in the swamps in the hills where there's plenty of moonshine stills, where they don't give a dang for the Ballstead Law.
The audio tour includes four CDs. Each focuses on a different region. Simmons says people from every part of the county worked on the project.
We had tried to pick people from the different valleys that we have here that had a good bit of knowledge of what people knew and what was important in those different valleys so that we had the county completely covered.
Visitors who purchase one or all of the CDs also get a map that highlights the different areas talked about on the CD, like the Judy Log Church. Plenty of people pass it just off Route 220 near the Grant County line. But the CD helps bring the 1800s log church to life from your car window.
Well, there's a lot of history about that church there, and I understand that there's a little opening up in the balcony, and they always said that was for the watch for the enemy during the Civil War.
While the audio tour highlights some of the often overlooked gems in the county, Simmons says it also offers information that a visitor wouldn't get just driving by.
You get the interpretation of why this place is important, this site is important, but you also hear some of the funny type stories that go along with it. For instance, one of the CDs talks about the first time the circus came to the county, the first time people in this county saw an elephant, and they were talking about this unusual animal with a tail on both ends.
The Pendleton County Heritage Travels audio driving tour was produced by Talking Across the Lines, a production company based in Elkins. The project is the winner of this year's Spirit of West Virginia Award. The award goes to a tourism project in the state that involves the community while also promoting local history and natural areas. Judges for this year's competition called the project an outside-of-the-box approach to tourism development and a good demonstration of community and volunteer efforts. Simmons and others from Pendleton County will accept their award today at a luncheon ceremony in Charleston. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Emily Corio in Morgantown.
One drop will make a cat chase a wild hog, make a bullfrog spit in a black snake's face, make a hard shell preacher fall from grace. And a lamb will lay down with a lion after drinking this old moonshine.